you, my pretty, and your little dog, too.
For nearly 40 years, Tony winner Bill Berlone has trained rescue animals for hundreds of shows on stage and screen.
I sign a contract that says I'm going to make an animal do the same thing 8 times a week in front of a live audience. That's like the weatherman predicting the weather every time because you can't control nature. Right. But if you do it right, they are more consistent than the actors.
Growing up in Connecticut, he never dreamed this would be his passion.
I was a 19-year-old starstruck kid who wanted to be an actor. They did a new musical that needed a dog and they couldn't afford a dog trainer. And I was given a chance to be in one of the shows if I would find and train a dog for no money. And that show was the original production of Annie, and I went to a Pound and adopted the original Sandy for $7. And a year later, we opened on Broadway in 1977, and I became a world-famous animal trainer.
He recently trained the dogs for NBC's Peter Pan Live and The Wiz Live. While here at DC's National Theater, he trained Sandy last month in Annie and Toto next month in The Wizard of Oz.
In Annie, the dog's only on stage for 11 minutes. In The Wizard of Oz, it's on stage the entire journey through Oz, so sit still during Somewhere Over the Rainbow.
All of his dogs are rescue animals, a feat praised by Lisa LaFontaine, president of the Washington Humane Society and Washington Animal Rescue League.
The fact that Bill takes these guys out of rescue, it makes a real statement to people that rescue animals deserve a second chance.
Now Berlone is bathed in good karma, retiring each theater dog to his farm in Connecticut.
I was honored with a Tony Honor for Excellence in Theater, you know, and I've written books, and we have a reality show, and we have a 90-acre farm in Connecticut, all because I showed a little kindness to a dog back in 1976.
Watch video of Bill and Toto on WTOP.com's entertainment page. I'm WTOP Entertainment Editor Jason Fraley.